There, this is Dave of Death from Insanity Alert, and you're tuning in to Dave Softy's Metal Meltdown Show on Metal Messiah Radio. Check it out.
Glory as well!
Metal Maniacs, please help me welcome to Metal Messiah Radio by way of Innsbruck, Austria, guitarist of thrash metal crossover band Insanity Alert, Dave, also known as Dave of Death. Great to have you here on the Metal Meltdown, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm very fine. Thanks to be on the show. It's a pleasure for me.
It's a pleasure for me too. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to congratulate you on the band's debut self-titled release on Belgian-based Empire Records. Your sound reminds me a bit of legends such as DRI, Stormtroopers of Death, Nuclear Assault, just to name a few. And I gotta say, your Run to the Pit tune is a great take on Iron Maiden's classic Run to the Hills. It's a lot more fun, though.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, I think it's more fun, too. It was a very nice idea, actually. It developed smoking something in the back of a church when we met together, and it was actually the first song we actually played. And yeah, thanks also for the credits on the album. We are really, really excited about it too, and yeah, thanks for that.
Excellent. If we can, let's learn more about Insanity Alert. How did the band actually get its name, and who consists of the rest of the lineup, and how did the band members get the nicknames that have come to be known as the names of the band?
Yeah, actually, the concept of the band is based on our singer, Heavy Cabby. He's actually from the Netherlands and moved because of his girlfriend to Innsbruck, Austria. And yeah, we met together, drank some beers, went to some shows, and had the idea to start something with metal and punk rock, because he actually plays for a long time in a Ramones-style punk band called The Apers, but he also loves a lot the metal sound, and that's why we decided, because we, the other guys, were playing in metal bands before, that's why we met up with Crossover Trash. And yeah, it's actually interesting that you ask about the name. I actually never asked our singer, Heavy Cabby, why he came up with his name, but yeah, probably should just listen to some of the songs and some of the lyrics, because you pretty much get an idea why it's called Insanity Alert. And concerning your questions on the nicknames, they are actually just based on some fun ideas. It's just about, yeah, not taking yourself too serious, and it's just fun to, yeah, consider some names that sound funny, and yeah, and that's how we came up with that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to explain that. And yeah, I could see that, being that your music is fun and the names are going along with it. It's a fun situation. Yeah, congratulations on that. And I understand by checking your band out that this album was actually recorded in Italy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's was recorded in Italy, actually some guy contacted us who knew our singer Heavy Cabri a little bit, and he checked out our band, our first demo EP, and he has his own studio and his own little label. That's why we recorded our second EP there, and decided also to make our debut full-length album there, because he's just a very cool, down-to-earth guy. He lives in Carate Brianza in Italy. It's a small village there. It's about 4 to 5 hours with the car from here. And yeah, we spent a week there and recorded everything, and it was very great. And he's just a really sound nerd and very patient guy, which is very important, you can imagine, for a band to record an album, because it's always not that easy. But actually, it was really great, a great week. And yeah, he's a cool guy.
Where was it actually recorded, as you said, and who produced and mixed it, remastered it, and all that stuff?
Okay, it was produced in Carate Brianza. It's a city in Italy near to Milano. And the name of the guy who records it is Carlo Leatherface from Toxic Basement Studios. And he recorded and mixed it. And then we decided to contact some guys concerning the mastering. And then we actually coincidentally, I wrote to a guy called Dan Randall from Mammoth Sound Mastering. And then he wrote back and said, yeah, of course, I want to do the mastering, because actually we know each other. And then I just realized that he's the guy from Ghoul. I don't know if you know the thrash metal band Ghoul.
Not familiar with them, no.
Yeah. And he just said, yeah, we were on tour together for a few shows and met these guys. And then who's now not anymore part of Ghoul, but still has his company in the Mammoth Sound Mastering Studios. And he did the mastering, and was really great.
So needless to say, I would imagine that you had a lot of fun during the recording process of this record.
Yeah,
obviously. And this was released in mid-October on Empire Records. What led Insanity Alert to signing with this Belgian-based label?
Yeah, it was because of this that I already told that our singer is from the Netherlands, and he has a lot of contacts in Belgium and Netherlands. So we actually played a lot of shows in Belgium and in the Netherlands over the years. The band exists for 3 years now, and yeah, almost half of the shows we played were in these countries. And yeah, he saw us, contacted us, and asked us to be part of his label. And he's a great label, great little label with cool bands on it. And yeah, that's why we decided to go for that. And yeah.
Excellent. That's very convenient then. It worked out very well for you.
Why have you disturbed our sleep? Awakened us from our ancient slumber. One by one we will take you.
cover art is killer. Who was responsible for making that CD cover and the band logo?
The band logo was actually, I can't really remember the name of the guy who drew the first draft of it, but it was a friend of our singer, and then it got adapted from that on also by Roy Smith, a Dutch comic art dude, and then the Tony from Empire Records recommended three guys to us where he had contact with, and one of these guys were Andrei Busikov, who made a lot of great metal artworks that we love, and we just looked up other stuff, and yeah, it was not a hard decision because he's really great, and we sent some ideas to him and he made something awesome out of it.
Excellent. I'm glad that all worked out for you. As you were saying, the band's been around since 2011. Has Insanity Alert always been a live performing act?
The band has existed for 3 years, and yeah, actually playing live is what we love most. It's actually the main purpose why we make music for. It's, yeah, just this energy you can get in just playing songs in a rehearsing room and recording them. It's not enough. Actually, we're doing this in order to play live, and yeah, we had a lot of shows. Actually, our first show we ever played was at a big festival, a big event in Italy. We played our first show as a support act for Suicidal Tendencies, and this is actually how the band got started, because we had some cover songs we knew, and we had one own song we wrote, and then we got the opportunity to play in front of Suicidal Tendencies, and then we decided, okay, this date is in 3 months, and now we got to write our own songs and got to write our own little demo EP, and we have to get for 30 minutes on the stage, and this was just awesome because it was in front of 1,000 people, and it was really great. They were really going crazy, and this was actually you can't get a more motivating startup for a band.
Excellent. That's good to know. That's a nice crowd. Can you describe what your shows are like and how the fans react to your live performances?
Yeah, the shows are just 30 to 40 minutes of really total insanity. That's really where the band name fits the most, because it's really fast thrash metal, punk sound, most importantly thrash metal, and Abby Kader, our singer, is just a really crazy frontman dude who really can push the masses and push all of the audience and makes crazy stuff and crazy gimmicks, and the bands are, it's actually a combination of entertainment and playing a great metal show.
Very cool. Do you have any shows coming up that you want to spread the word on? Will you be ever coming to the States anytime soon?
I hope so, but we don't have upcoming shows in the States yet, but if anyone wants to book it, we are always ready to go. We have something up, a little tour in November in Europe, in Italy, Germany and Switzerland, and we will look for a tour in February and April and May. This will probably all be Europe, but I hope we can go to visit and play our show in the States too.
I hope for that too. It sounds like you're going to be pretty busy with the shows. That's excellent.
Yeah, that's really good, but we always want to get even busier, because that's really what we love to do, and we want to play as many shows as we can.
We appreciate that. Where is the best place for the band, for the fans to get a copy of the CD?
Yeah, you can actually contact Tony from Empire Records, or just visit our Facebook site. You can just Google Insanity Alert and you will find our Facebook page and also our Trash Store. It's an online big cartel Trash Store, and you can also order the album there. So just go for these two options and you'll have your copy soon enough.
Very good. Does the band have any other merch available for the fans?
Yeah, we have a few t-shirts with cool designs on it, with a skating thrasher, just a plain logo with the classic style, and we have flip hats.
And we could find this on your Facebook, you said?
Yeah, you can find the link to our big cartel store at Facebook, and just on the top line you find the Big Cartel store, or you just Google Insanity Alert Big Cartel and you'll find
the merch. Troy, my son, cool. I have to check that out. Didn't show up again. Maybe he's sick? No, he's not sick. He's probably in some parking lot listening to trash metal music and skateboarding with his friends. You know, the truth is, I'm at a loss here.
Insanity Alert, what do you do with your time?
Yeah, actually, it's the most important part of our life. We are really very ambitious in making Insanity Alert the best band it could be. Besides that, of course, we have to work, we have to study, but it's really for all of us actually the most important part of our life, and we are really subordinating all the other things as far as possible.
It sounds to me like you're very dedicated to the band. I like to hear that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Dave, could you tell us about your guitars, the guitars you play on stage that you record with, and if you have any endorsements with that?
No, I don't have any endorsements, unfortunately. But I play, as far as equipment goes, I just play a ESP LTD M400, and I use a Hughes & Kettner Warp T amp. And that's actually my basic setup. It's pretty plain. Don't have any effects or something like this. But yeah, maybe this will fall in soon time. But it's just the basic metal equipment with sometimes some wah-wah, but not really special.
I hear you. All right. So this brand new release came out within this month. My question is: are you looking forward to future releases? Have you started working or writing for the next or the follow-up to this Insanity Alert CD?
Yeah, of course. We are
beautiful
planning to do a next record. We are just beginning with the new songwriting process. We have already a new song, and we are doing more riffs and more ideas. Our singer, Happy Cabby, has already 4 or 5 new lyrics for the new song. We'll probably, I can't say a date now, but we want to do it as fast as possible, and maybe at the end of next year, having a new full-length album, or at the beginning of 2016 at latest. And yeah, that will of course also depend what will be the direction of for this album, and what we can see where touring plans go. But we are actually right in the process of making a new album.
That is great to know. Will you be recording this, you think, in Italy again, or you will be trying different avenues?
Well, I can't tell for now, but it worked out that well, and we're really satisfied with the result of the recording. So I think Italy is a very good choice also for the next record.
Very cool. Dave, is there anything that you would like to say to your fans that are tuning in at this time?
Yeah, hi there. Just check out our band. It's really a great, great thrash metal album. It's 15 songs of total insanity. Like Dave Softy said before, it's pretty much based on the DRI Stormtroopers of Death style, but we have also a lot of punk and also in one song some hard rock blues influence, and it's the reactions so far have been great, so check it out.
Very cool, Dave. I want to thank you again for taking the time here on the Metal Meltdown on Metal Messiah Radio to talk about your band Insanity Alert. I think we caught all the fans up to speed, but I want to make sure that we got everything covered. So if there's anything else we could bring out to the fans, let's please do so at this time.
Actually, I think you covered it pretty well. Just go out, check our band, check out our dates. Contact us if you need any merch, or if you have some other options for us. If you know some guys who set up shows, we're always ready to do it.
Excellent. I want you to know that here at Metal Messiah Radio, not only have we been playing your music, but you will be getting a lot of support from us, from other members of the MMR staff, which you already have gotten with Robin. She had you on the show for the MMR news for a mailbag submission, and we'll let you know that. I'm sure you're aware of that, of course. But you could always count on Metal Messiah Radio. If you ever need a place to talk about your music, you know you have a place here to do it.
That's good to know.
Absolutely. And before we go crank up some more from Insanity Alert, I just want to wish you the best and the best future and continued success for many years to come. And I wish you and all in Insanity Alert just the best, always.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me, and in response also our band here. It was a pleasure to be here and featured on your site. Keep up the good work, and all the best to you too.
Thank you so much, my friend, and it was a great opportunity to get to know you and to talk about your music. Let's go crank up some more Insanity Alert now and crank it up loud.
Check it out. Thanks, Bennett!